Jurors were selected today in the military trial of Army Specialist Charles Grainer at Fort Hood in Texas. Grainer is often cited as the ringleader of the prisoner abuse at Abu Ghraib in Baghdad. NPR's Jackie Northam was in the courtroom at Fort Hood and joins us now. Jackie, what can you tell us about the jurors?
Michelle, there was a pool of 12 potential jurors, or what the military calls panel members, and many alternates as well. Now, these are all enlisted personnel or officers, and their rank has to be equal to or higher than Specialist Grainer's. Now, out of that dozen, 10 were chosen for this trial, so 2 were dropped. And one of those was an Army colonel, and he was very passionate about his feelings towards the whole Iraqi abuse, prison abuse scandal. He said that it had a strong impact on him, that professionally it was an embarrassment, that it went against all the values that he held dear as a soldier, and that he was concerned about what the incident did to the Army as an institution. And the colonel said point blank that he did not think he could put aside his prejudices. And it was interesting to watch Specialist Grainer while the colonel was saying these things. You know, his face colored, his jaw clenched, and his whole body stiffened.
But what kind of charges does Grainer face?
He faces several charges, including conspiracy to maltreat prisoners, assault, indecent acts. Now, the prosecution has dropped 4 charges. There were 2 assault charges they dropped, an obstruction of justice, and the adultery charge. However, Grainer still faces a maximum of 17 years in prison if he's convicted. And the way the jury is now, Michelle, the mathematics of having 10 panel members, it means that 7 out of the 10 are needed if the prosecution hopes to convict Grainer.
And it sounds like jury selection went pretty quickly.
It went very fast. It took just 1 hour to question the 12 potential jurors. The main things they were asked about was, had they seen any media reports about the scandal, and would that have any effect on their view of Grainer's case? The defense asked about things like whether comments made by President Bush or Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld, or very senior military officers, about Grainer and the others would have any impact on the jurors. And if you recall, the president and others have said things such as, this is the work of a few bad apples, essentially saying they're guilty before they've even stood trial. So defense was trying to see whether those comments would sway the jury members. But the defense also wanted to get a sense of what potential jurors thought about issues such as the chain of command and this whole idea of obeying orders. And that's because the defense is simply building a case, you know, to show that anything Grainer did was either legal or at the request of his superiors.
Well, on the other side, as these proceedings continue, who might testify against Grainer?
They read out a list of the potential witnesses that could appear at this trial. And there's 37 of them, and they include 3 Iraqis. It also includes military intelligence officers, some CIA officers, there's some civilians. But there's also 4 other soldiers who have been charged in the abuse scandal who have already pleaded guilty. So there's quite a wide range of witnesses that will likely appear.
And what's next?
Well, the trial starts on Monday, and it'll be opening arguments by both sides, and then the trial gets underway, and it's expected to last about a week.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you very much, Michelle.
NPR's Jackie Northam speaking to us from Fort Hood in Texas.